Visiting today with one of our speakers at the Women in Ag Conference today, Miss Joni Nash, OSU. Joni Nash, yes?
Go Pokes.
Right. Well, through an act of prayer, you somehow end up in Pawhuska before the big Pioneer Woman explosion. So tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, the prayer you mentioned, I just realized I was kind of being a little complacent, just not using my gifts and talents and things. And I just said, put me in, coach. Like, where are you working? What can I be a part of somewhere? And that was just a thing that I spoke in faith. And a month later, I got a call and people were introducing me themselves and asking if I would consider coming up to Pawhuska, Oklahoma and working at the Chamber of Commerce and helping the city with economic development. And
now the city probably doesn't need as much help with an economic development because of Reed Drummond.
Right. No, yeah, that was the catalyst. Yeah, she made my job pretty easy and a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Well, today you were just talking about how to inspire the women to just really go out and live their passion. But there's a lot of things that go along with that, a lot of naysayers, a lot of negativity. You mentioned jealousy. But talk about, I loved the part where you said, take what's in your hand or take what's in your heart and use what's in your hand.
Right. And that is a message I really like to share with all kinds of people, but especially women. We have things in our heart. And a lot of times we put it on the back burner because we are a caretaker, we're a wife, we're kids, you know, have kids. Like, there's always something vying for our attention. But there's what I try to encourage women is that that thing is in your heart for a reason, and you need to seek it out, and you need to make time for it, and do that. And that's what we watched Reed do. You know, she loved photography, she loved cooking for her family, and she did those things, and she kept doing those things, and she kept pursuing those things. And now, look what she's done. And because she took what was in her heart, used what was in her hands. I know that may sound fluffy and trite, but truly, that's what happened. She took what was in her heart, took what was in her hands, lived it out, and because of it, so many people are impacted, and for the better. And so it's just the ripple effect that those people are able to live out their dreams and do good and see great things happen.
Absolutely. And you also mentioned her husband's story, which I did not know. Yes. So tell us that.
Okay. Well, the thing that we talked about today was that a lot of times we do suppress those dreams, or we do kind of put them on the back burner, or we let them die. We put limits on them. We think we're past time, or that has expired. And so many things, you can just go on and on about why we choose not to live out our dreams. And so what I shared today was, you know, we know the success of the mercantile, and we know just how awesome that is. But a lot of people don't know the backstory that Ladd Drummond, Ree's husband, went to college for hotel and restaurant management, and even went as far as doing a restaurant in Oklahoma City. He was ahead of its time, you know, before the Oklahoma City revitalized and they had the districts and all. It was ahead of its time, and it was not a success. And he closed the restaurant and came back to the ranch, honored his family, his family's legacy and heritage, and worked the ranch. And now we know the end of the story. Now he has a restaurant that I joke and say it's like Disney World, because any day you can be down there and meet people that have literally come across the ocean to eat and to come to Pawhuska. And I joke, I'm like, oh, you mean y'all are going to go to Disney World while you're here? Like, what else are you going to do? And they're like, no, we came to Pawhuska for the Merc. You know, so you're watching. That is a tangible example of a dream that, had you talked to him, he probably would have said was done and over. But it wasn't.
No, absolutely not. And talk a little bit about the ways you're not supposed to take offense. But man, that's really, really hard.
It is hard. So a lot of what we talked about too is the influence that we have in our rural communities. And that's the commonality here today with women in ag is we come from rural communities, small communities, and there's just as many great things that we have in rural America. We also have our own challenges. You know, it's a family that you didn't get to pick. You're doing life with people, and you're going to see them every day, so you better get along. But one of the things I try to encourage people that are in civic leadership or any kind of public role or just a service type situation, you have to care about the people that you're serving. You have to care about your community, and that's where all the change starts. And with that, you will have pushback. You will have people that might complain, or people that you just can't please. And so I like to talk about ways to guard against that, because that nothing will rob you of that joy or rob you of the fuel that you need to serve in that position quicker than just being burnt out based on trying to please everyone.
Right, exactly. And there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be negative people. What do we call those people?
Well, I let them in. I didn't make this up. This is a real thing. And I shared with the group today that every community has them. They just really do. And it's so enlightening and so freeing when I first found that out, that they're called cave people.
Right.
And they are a certain group of people that will complain about virtually everything
all the time.
And so when you realize that, you're like, oh, okay, you're a cave person. Like, you're going to complain today, and I'm probably going to hear from you tomorrow. And it's my heart and soul that I really want to please you. But right now, you have identified yourself as a cave person. And I realize that nothing that I'm going to do is going to make you change your mind. So right now, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to hear what you're saying. But I'm not going to let it steal my joy. I'm not going to let it suck the energy out. Now, Miss Cindy that comes to me that is not a K person, and she is, there's complaints. There's something that she sees as a problem. Well, Cindy is not a K person. So I'm alarmed. I'm like, wait a minute. This is valid. What do we do about that? And that's where you move forward. But where we mess up is thinking that we can please everyone. And just knowing that there is that demographic in every community is going to help you keep your focus, do the job, keep going forward, love on the cave people, but don't let them steal the joy in what you're doing.
And Cindy might have turned into an STP, so tell us
right?
about that.
You did good. You took some good notes today. So STP is another thing I did not make up. It's a real thing. It's called same 10 people.
Great.
And a lot of times in any kind of organization, you feel like it's 80-20, like the 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work. It's the same thing when you get into a rural community and you have the same 10 people doing everything.
Yep.
And it's hard as a leader to protect them from burnout, to keep them encouraged, you know, when they know they're the same 10 people. And you can't replace them. Like a lot of times in a bigger community, when you're doing volunteer management or any type of group work, you can like give them a break and recruit someone else in their place. But we don't have that capability in rural Oklahoma. We just don't. We love our same 10 people, and we need them. And something I touched on today, too, is as a leader, don't complain about only having the STP. Be thankful for the STP. And I compared it to my grandmother at Christmas. If there was somebody that didn't come, the rest of everybody didn't hear the end of it, you know? And so it's just like, well, are you not happy that I'm here?
Yeah,
you know? And
exactly.
So that's the same way you need to treat the people in your organization, is that they showed up. They're there. Love on them. Don't bicker and complain about, don't be a K person. Don't complain about the people that aren't there or that it's always the same ones. Just know it and keep going.
And also don't be a they person where we're saying, well, you know, they could have done a better job, or
right.
I'd really like it if they had done it differently.
Right. Because what we also talked about is there are no theys.
Right.
There are no theys.
Yes.
And so I learned that from Mike McCartney, who's our chamber director now there in Pawhuska. He taught me that. He said, Joni, because he was the chamber director before me there in Pawhuska, and he said, there are no theys. He said, I realized I kept, and he said, I caught myself doing it. Well, they need to get that building cleaned up, or they need to have that event, or they need to get things fixed around here, you know. And he realized, whoa, like, there is no theys. It's going to be we, or it's not happening. And he took ownership of that, and that's when things started changing and buildings started getting bought. And the buildings that he didn't buy, he found buyers for, you know. And just really, like I said, having a group of people come together and take ownership of what needs to be done, quit saying they, and just recognize that there's a we, and how do we move forward. That's pivotal.
We have a lot of small rural communities here in Oklahoma, as you know. So how do you kind of start by inspiring people to do what's best for the community and work together?
Right. I know that's good. So one thing we said today is that small community is kind of like, or living in a small community is kind of like having a family you don't get to choose.
Right.
You know, like we love our family, but we also know a lot of their flaws or their
dirty laundry.
We know it all,
yes.
You know. And so with that, you really just, you know, they're your family and you love them in spite of it, despite of how, you know, whatever you mentioned, and you keep going. You know, you do your best to get along and you move forward. And it's the same thing in a rural community. You don't always get to choose who your neighbor is. You're going to see them at the post office 3 times a week. You know, you have to get along. And so one of the things I tried to make mention of is just to guard your heart against taking offense, because the opportunity is always there to be offended, always. But you have to make that cognizant choice of, I am not going to be offended. I'm not picking this up. Like, I don't know if you intended it to be that way or not, but we're just going to keep going, you know? And so it is, it's like having a big family and having to navigate that and knowing everybody, good and bad and ugly and different, and accepting them and keep going and work together. Stay in your lane. Yes.
Well, I know that you mentioned the first thing you can start with is what you're passionate about. So some folks may have not figured that out, but if they have figured out their passion, then what?
Take the steps to move forward. One of the things I think I probably said a bunch of times today is like, what is that thing? What is that thing that, it's not a nagging so much, maybe sometimes, but it's that I need to do this. I should do this. I want to start this website. I want to go meet my neighbors. I want to start a group. I want to do those things, but mm-hmm. I'm too old. I don't have enough money. I don't know how to do that. Somebody else could do that so much better. I don't have time. You know, you can always sit on the sidelines and come up with excuse after excuse after excuse. And nothing happens until you recognize what your passion is. You don't have to know the why. You don't have to know, I don't know why I feel like I'm supposed to do this. I don't know why this is just so ingrained in me and I can't get away from it. But all you have to do is be a good steward of it. And that's when the magic happens. You know, we're going back to talking about the Drummonds and Ree. Ree, I can guarantee you, did not picture where we are now with all the businesses that she has, just the success that she has. She just followed the things that made her tick, and she just did the things that she enjoyed and was good at and improved on. Mm-hmm. You know, when she started cooking and then got attention for cooking, she's like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not really a professional. Like, I cook for my family. Mm-hmm. So she found people that could help her and teach her and improve and hone in on that skill. And so that's what we do. You identify that passion and you figure out how to move forward.
And then think about how many people she's blessed because of that passion. And that's what we want for everybody.
Right. I said that I don't think we'll know this side of heaven, because in my world, I see it every day. I see the people that just are so happy that they've saved up and they got to come on this vacation and they get to see the cowboy life and things that are so foreign to them, but they're living their dream. And then it's as much as those stores that we have one after the other in downtown, they're first time business owners that are in there, you know, and they're doing it and they're being successful. So I'm just amazed at day after day if I look at it, I can see the effects of what one person did.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Inspirational talks for rural Oklahoma today. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Casey, for having me.